I was perched precariously in a birch tree in Mr. Michael Mackenzie's back garden. It was chilly out, and I pulled my green camouflage jacket tighter. I tried my best not to shift around. I was employed for discreet surveillance, and falling out of a tree didn't fit the bill. I'd been in situ for a good hour before I saw movement in the conservatory. The freshly showered Mr. Mackenzie was carrying something large into the glass-covered room. It was a human-sized fox plushie, complete with plush boobs and big eyes framed with eyelashes. The fox plushie had her mouth open as if she was surprised. I grimaced a little. She was going to be surprised, all right. Mr. Mackenzie removed the tented towel from his waist and lay down next to Miss Foxy. It wasn't long before things started getting hot and heavy. I'd definitely seen enough. I took a short video and several pictures on my phone. Fetish cases are often harder than cheating spouse cases. Mr. Mackenzie wasn't actually cheating on his wife, he just had a kink that he preferred to keep secret. Of course, I was about to blow that out of the water. Fetishes are a murky area. The newly wedded Mrs. Mackenzie had suspected her husband of cheating on her, but technically he wasn't. Maybe she'd be okay with her husband getting it on with a fake fox, or maybe it'd be too much for her. But Mr. Mackenzie hadn't done anything wrong. Maybe it's a good idea to make sure your spouse shares or understands your kinks before you rush down the aisle. But the truth is, I'm no expert. I haven't had a relationship last longer than a long weekend. I climbed carefully down the tree. Mr. Mackenzie was too busy with Miss Foxy to notice. I went over the back fence, walked down the alley and got into my car, a black Ford Focus. They're a dime a dozen and she certainly doesn't stand out, which makes her handy for a private investigator. My dog just about fits inside her too, if he takes up the whole back seat. That's okay. I don't often have passengers.